Last night, I was thinking about you while I sat on my husband's face. I was thinking how you might do it. Would it be different? Would there be passion? Would there be desperate desire for it? I've also maybe discovered's the wrong word, but I acknowledge that I have a very fat pussy. Maybe swap out a different word for fat. Call it padded. Call it, I don't know another word, but one nonetheless. As I ride your face, listen, I'm gonna suffocate you. You're gonna have to stop me, hold my thighs, lift me up, and take a fucking breath, because I'm gonna suffocate the shit out of your face. It's a fact. I'm no petite woman. I come from Viking stock. But if you ask me to sit on your face, I'll do it. I'm just gonna be nervous that I'm gonna kill you. So I guess I'd ask, what would you do to make me feel less nervous? What would you do to assuage my fears that I get off your head and I've discovered that you're gasping for your last breath? How do you do that with other women you've been with? How do you let them know not to be afraid to grind against your face? It's just a very foreign concept to me. It's not something I've really done much in my life. And because I get nervous, I wonder if I don't, like, let myself go enough. I think it's time for me to touch myself as we continue this conversation. This very one-sided conversation. Hopefully you're answering the questions in your mind. Maybe you have someone out there who is your partner, and she's asking those same questions. Maybe you need them answered. Maybe it'll help you guys. Okay. I'm going to just take my pants off. Because right now I'm wearing black leggings. It's kind of my go-to outfit. It's lunchtime here. My family's all gone. My second skin leggings. And I'm wearing a, like, geometric red thong that has, like, reds and maroons. That kind of family. And it is squarely shoved up my pussy lips. Squarely. Say that I did not finish on a face. I laid on my back and his lips came and touched my very sensitive parts. And as nice as it feels, we can tell when you're not really into it. And I don't need you to always be into it, sir. Like, totally, like, ravishingly. Like, you must eat and drink my nectar before you die. But I need to know you're not thinking about someone else. I mean, I'm actually okay if you're thinking about, like, a lady or something, even thinking about something that turns you on. But if I know you're thinking about a conversation you need to have with your guy friend about When you stop sucking my clit to spend 20 minutes to talk to me about how you've planned a conversation with your friend about why he needs to go back to church, I'm just going to tell you that's a turnoff. Don't do that. I'm sure, you know, insert your own scenario there. I doubt, like, honestly, I doubt many of you listening are like, oh yeah, that's definitely a scenario that I have in my life. So I didn't come last night, obviously. But I did have a really thorough conversation about church going and why it matters. I don't mean to turn all these into, like, religious audios. I'm sorry if that... It just, my life is very steeped in all of that. Okay, yeah, I did grab a little bullet vibrator. Because, I want to imagine what that... I just love the way it feels, that's all I'm saying. Like, it feels like you're flicking your tongue on me really quickly. It's, like, the best impersonation I can do of that. And it makes my whole leg tingle. Fuck. Oh, okay. But if it was you. Oh, if it was you. I don't think you'd be talking about anything. I don't think you'd stop until you ripped out a few orgasms, would you? I'd want you to grab my legs. My thighs. And spread them apart as far as possible. Because I'm going to try to, naturally, I'm just going to try to shut them. But you need to open them up. You should have your fucking way with me. Whatever that looks like. As long as the end result is me screaming onto you. I want you to play with my tits. Maybe even just take a vibrator and put it inside me. And say, I'll be back down there. I'll be back down there, Suru. And stop for a second and sit on my waist. So I'm on my back. And just start playing with my tits. I'm pressing them together. Pressing them together. And licking on them. Just licking from one nipple to the other. Spitting all over them. Licking and spitting, so it's just so slippery. Because, you know, I want you to fuck my tits. I want you to fuck them. The nice thing about tit fucking is that it doesn't matter what size you are. It's always perfect. If you're smaller, it's perfect. If you're larger, I can reach the whole shaft. In the same way that my pussy can't. Oh, fuck. I just need you to come on my tits. I need you to come on my tits, but you might not want to come quite yet. Unless you want to... Oh, fuck, I need to come. I haven't... Desire me. Not just a whole. I want you to want me. want you to want to make me come. Not just get off at me. Although I do want you to get off at me. Don't make any mistake about that. I want both of us to want each other more than the other. Or we fight over who fucking wants to get the other person off more than the other. It'll be a fight, and we'll have to see who wins. It'll be a fun... It'll be a really fun competition, won't it? Everybody wins in that competition. Everybody wins. See if I can make this work. Finger me while you do it. I would even love it if we 69 and your dick could be in my mouth while you do that. Oh fuck, that'd be so nice. That'd be so nice. Oh god, you're gonna make me come, aren't you? I want that. I want that. Oh god. You know, I used to not be able to come on, I'd struggle to come for someone, like on a video or on audio, like last year, but now, I know it's just you on the other end, and I don't need to be nervous. Okay, maybe a lot of yous, but I think of just a single person listening. A single person. Who wants my pussy? Who wants to feel me? Oh god. Oh, that feels so good. Who wants to fuck me into oblivion? Just one of you. That's all I need. God damn it. Fuck this fat pussy. Yeah, just like that. Press all your weight on me. Lift my legs up. So you can get in deeper. So you can really fucking get in deeper. Really ram me. Really just ram me. Oh god. In and out of me after I come, after we come, and just feel you get soft inside me. That's really hot, actually. I don't know if all girls think that, but I do. I really think it's hot when you just stay inside me and pump. up a little more. Just finish filling me. Finish filling me. Okay, I have shit to do. Back to work.